Okay, everybody said, let's go. So we are up to Ois Nun Nun Aleph 50-51, page Mem Beis in this print. Sikkum. He is in Nun, he summarized everything he said before. We've said it many times, actually, the basic principle, which is that there's two ways that Hashem runs the world. There's Midas HaMishpat and Midas HaYichud. Midas HaMishpat is judging the world. Judging the world based on. You got it? Okay. Midas HaMishpat means that Hashem runs the world based on Mishpat. Mishpat means what you deserve. Hashem's hanhaga is based on our actions. So it's a response to what we do. We get if we do good. Vayam Shemaya Tishmu, then you get Geshem. So it's everything based on what we do. That's one hanhaga. That's a hanhaga which it's a little more covered over. It's much more, I'm using this one. I don't have to know. The other one is the Midas HaYichud, which means it's nothing to do with what we have to do because we don't really, in that hanhaga, we don't really exist. It's all Hashem bringing the world to its ultimate goal and ultimate purpose. And the whole thing in the world, what's happening is that there's a constant, both things happening simultaneously. There's the Midas HaYichud happening together with the Midas HaMishpat, and ultimately Hashem bringing the world to its tikkun. But at the same time, allowing us to be part of that process. That was the summary in 50. We're up to 51. Nunal, Omra Neshama, Adayin Anitzuch, Yishuv Ktsas, Al Inin Midas HaMemshala, which is the Midah of Yichud. Ki Yenini Mivina Heter Es Pula Shlemus HaPashog Yizbarach, Ki Afia Nir Afi Eina Mechok HaShlemus. I still don't understand the Midah of Yichud either, he says. Because the Midah of Yichud,
I think he speaks for the whole.
yeah, the Midah of Yichud is not exactly Hashem in his shleimus. There's one volume, there's one over there, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, no.
The Midah of Yichud that also does not fully explain the greatness of Hashem. So he said, let's explain. Let's explain. I'm gonna say it, number 52. Yeah, number 52. Amar HaSeichel, he tafta l'dakdik. You're absolutely right. That even the Midah of Yichud of Hashem does not express Hashem's perfection in the ultimate way. Because really Hashem's perfection is beyond even the Midah of Yichud. Let's explain. Ve'ata amidcha al buriyom shel dvarim. I will explain it to you now perfectly. Shleimusa yizbar ha'pashut. The greatness and full extent of the perfection of Hashem, we would never be able to understand. That is exactly what we cannot identify with. That's way beyond any nivra, any creation to understand. Because by definition, Hashem, if he is relating to the world, even if he's relating to the world in the Midah of Yichud, by creating the world itself was already diminishing in the Yichud. Because that means there's assuming that there's something else in the world. So by definition, any interaction that Hashem has with the Bria is not Hashem interacting in his state of perfection. It's Hashem taking a step back and allowing there to be a world. So that automatically means it's not the full perfection of Hashem. So by definition, we cannot interact with Hashem in his state of perfection at all. It's impossible. It means the real essence of Hashem is no shaykhs in this world. And he didn't even make the world perfect. Adrabakavash, he covered over the world, like we spoke at many times. Because Hashem wanted that the world should be able to relate to him according to the way they see the world and not according to the way he would have seen the world. So he says, the bottom line is that even the Midah of Yichud that I'm talking about is not the Midah, it's not really describing Hashem's perfection. It's describing an hanhaga of how Hashem leads the world. But by definition, if it's an interaction with the world, it's not perfect. Like he says on the bottom here, very nice, quite Friedlander, when he sums up this sentence, he says, Shlita Sayichud is called Shlemus Yechasit Lemidas HaMishpat, relative to the Midah of Mishpat. Aval Eini Mishle Musa Yisbarach. It's not really for Shlemus of Hashem. Umichoik Tuvay Vechaz Dehaya. Zeli goes lamba tava rabo was was for vachos me khoyk shle musa hay las is mice of shlemim the kovash goes ever to las is me history nice the khasire ha ara kama she and Hashem wanted to make the world with the limitations that it has. I think that goes back into the whole concept of tzimtzum, which goes into the whole concept of Hashem having to kind of limit himself in order to make a world.
I don't really understand what I'm saying.
I don't know if you're supposed to, I don't know. It means that a person that even the higher level of Hanhaga is not expressive of the perfection of Hashem. Because it Hashem,
Sounds like nuclear migrations.
right, because
Or imperfect.
by definition, there can't be a world if the Yichud of Hashem wasn't absolute. Because there's a Yichud of Hashem, everything will be incorporated in Hashem himself. So, therefore, it's impossible for there to be a world experiencing the full Yichud of Hashem because he had to make
By definition, the
it,
world
right?
could not have come about in within that full year.
Yeah, that's the whole Simpson
That
concept.
Tzimtzum concept. That Tzimtzum means Hashem held something back so that there could be an experience of having a world. Whatever he held back, whatever that means.
He held back his the full koach,
Of Yichud.
the full infinite koach.
Right.
That's what the book said earlier. It
Yeah.
said he.
Right. So therefore, we're never fully experiencing the full Yichud. Now, what's the point of knowing this?
Oh, that was my question.
If you can't understand it, is there any value in knowing this?
It's like the concept of the expanding universe, or or infinity. What does infinity really mean? We can't totally grasp it. We
Right.
can
How
kind
about the
of
ultimate chesed?
taste it a little bit, but we can't
So
totally grasp
the
it.
idea is, I think, see, here's what I think. I think this is what
Hashem
Nefesh
wants to be
HaChaim.
made to the Briyam.
Well, that's why he was mitzantzim himself, so that
Right.
he could be made it. But the way the Nefesh HaChaim seems to say it is like this. Okay, well, let's go off topic for a second. It's not off topic, but off the safe for a minute. So there's a, whenever you discuss tzimtzum, you have to be very careful. Because if you say the wrong thing, it could be apikarsis.
Wow, that's so.
Because if you say that there's actually a place in the world that is a vacuum of Hashem's presence,
Oh.
so then you're saying in that place in the world there's no Hashem. Oh, it's saying that maybe that's apikarsis. So then, but if there is Hashem, there can't be a world. So what is there exactly? So you have to be very careful how you say it. You have to say that Hashem created a reality that we can experience it as if there was no Hashem there. Okay? So, but like this. So Nefesh HaChaim, the big machlokes in the world,
That's a mind twist. Give me that.
there's a big machlokes. Did Hashem actually create a vacuum in order for the world to exist? Or did he only make it as though there's a vacuum for us to experience a world, but it doesn't really exist in a vacuum? So the Hasidim, that question was one of the main arguments between the Hasidim and the Mesnagdim.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. The Hasidim held that obviously, what do you think they held? That there's no real tzimtzum. It's just an experience of tzimtzum. But adrabba, the point of everything is to find the godliness everywhere. That's gufa the avodah, is to find where Hashem is everywhere, and there's no real tzimtzum. And they felt that the Vilna Gaon, in his writings, was of the opinion that there is real tzimtzum.
For
Now,
example,
I don't know where they came from exactly. There's some Vilna Gaons in Tikkuni Zayar that I'm actually like that. No,
yeah.
but now. Now the If you read the Nefesh HaChaim, when the Nefesh HaChaim writes it, he writes it exactly the way the Hasidim say it. As a matter of fact, I was reading lately that somebody was learning Nefesh HaChaim with Rav David Soloveitchik, who said that he heard from Rav Simcha Rieger, who is the Dayan in Brisk, who heard from Rav Chaim, who heard from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And their messiah is that Rav Chaim Volozhiner and Nefesh HaChaim meant exactly what the Chassidim said. So then it comes out, so then what's the machlokes between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim then? They both felt the same thing. And the answer is this. The answer is, so everyone knows.
It's not actually a machlokes.
Really, 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 Hashem exists everywhere. But Hashem made an opportunity or an ability, a possibility for us to experience the world as if he's not everywhere. And that's what Tzimtzum is. The question between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim is, what's the value of knowing that? So the Hasidim felt, in the early Hasidim, felt that because that's true, then the avoida is to live in the realm of the yichud. And really, a person should live with yichud as much as possible. They should try to live.
Hence, precious.
Right.
Precious as well.
Kedusha, certain levels of reaching. But more than that, that means, right? So the avoida is find where every step of the way there's a godliness everywhere. Now, what's the big risk of that? That means that Adrabba, that means that in the most tame place, you could do the most avoida. So they would have a big
That's
question.
The biggest risk.
They would have a big question. Why shouldn't you learn Torah in the bathroom? If I could find godliness even there, it's even better. Right?
As someone once explained to me, that's why they put tefillin on every single person that went to the
bathroom. Whatever. Okay. So,
going within a
very right. But that's the example. So it's a very big risk to live like that. Also, if you live with the world of Yichud, then things
was
become...
Was that really a thing about the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Because that's where you could get very warped.
But that was...
Why should I not eat treif? Maybe the treif part of the animal, I could bring out more Kedusha. That's what that was Shabbosai Tzvi. Shabbosai Tzvi took it so far to say that the chalev is the most Kedush part of the animal. Because since it's the most tame, I can bring out the kedusha and bring it out.
Maybe it's right.
From Mashiach times, it's right. Not in our times. So that's the risk of living that way. So what are Rav Chaim Volozhiner hold? Rav Chaim Volozhiner, yes, it's true. But you're only supposed to remind yourself once in a while that there's a yichud. But you're supposed to live in the world that we live in, not in the world of the yichud. In the world we live in, a bathroom is a bathroom, and tame is tame, and kadosh is kadosh, and tar is tar, and you follow the rules. And you don't try to outsmart the rules, because we were given the rules to live in the world that we lived in, and Hashem gave the Torah in the world that we live in. So what's the value of knowing about the other world?
I was against that.
The value of knowing the other world is, and if you get into an assignment, and a guy is holding a gun to your head, and is saying, I'm about to kill you, and you think at that moment, who is this guy? This guy doesn't even exist. Really, there's a world of Yichud here. The whole world is Hashem. This guy, that gun doesn't exist. It's all godliness. It's all just Hashem. And then at that moment, you can be saved from the Sakana completely. Because that moment you came to a realization that there is no danger other than the Ratzon Hashem. So the purpose of knowing this is to know the true emes. And to remind yourself once in a while, but he says it's rotzoi v'shoyv, it's a lashon of desire. Rotzoi v'shoyv. You can go there, but you have to come back down to this world. You can't live in the other world. Whereas the chassidim felt you could live in the other world, and you should strive to live in the other world. And that was the primary machlokes. It wasn't about philosophically if it's true. It's about practically how to make your avoida. They felt that the avoida was accessing the other world, and the Chaim Volozhiner felt avoida is in this world. Just you use the other world to give chizuk. You use the concept of yichud to give yourself chizuk and say, really, 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 whoa, I'm in an assignment, it's all Hashem. So those are the two worlds that he's discussing over here. Now, in the meanwhile, he's saying that even that other world that we access and we say, really, ain't od miladoi, That's all Einar Mavado of the Rechayim Lajna. It's a school. You tap into the Einar Mavado. But that Einar Mavado is really not perfect either, the way we experience it. And that's what he's talking about here. Okay, sorry I went a little off topic here. But it's pretty fundamental.
That was a pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yishkecher Baisai. No shir tomorrow. I'm going to have a turkey.